AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. After another summer weekend marked by mass shootings, the Surgeon General has declared gun violence a public health crisis. Dr. Vivek Murthy telling AP,
I know it's an issue that has been polarizing at times, that has been politicized at times, but it is now time for us to take this issue out of the realm of politics and put it into the realm of public health, the way we did with smoking more than half a century ago.
Sagar Magani reports more than 500 people have been charged with federal crimes under a landmark gun safety bill President Biden signed 2 years ago.
The AP's obtained a White House report on implementation of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. It shows some who were charged with gun trafficking and other crimes under the law were linked to transnational cartels and organized crime. Enhanced background checks have stopped roughly 800 gun sales to people under 21. The president is still pushing for stricter background checks and an assault weapons ban. Presumptive GOP challenger Donald Trump has promised no new gun regulations if he wins in November. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Five people were shot and killed and a 13-year-old girl injured in apartments near Las Vegas. Police say the suspect killed himself when officers confronted him Tuesday morning. In a broad stretch of the Midwest, people have been dealing with tornado warnings, flash flooding, and large hail after days of heat, humidity, and broken levees from intense rain. Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota all feeling it. In a U.S. federal court in the Northern Mariana Islands, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has pleaded guilty to a single felony charge for publishing U.S. military secrets. The plea deal with Justice Department prosecutors secures his liberty and concludes the drawn-out legal saga. And Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has won the Republican primary in a race for Colorado's 4th District. She moved to the district last year ahead of what might have been a tough re-election bid in her current district. This is AP News. Senior UN officials have warned Israel they will suspend aid operations across Gaza unless Israel acts urgently to better protect humanitarian workers. Meanwhile, Haya Panjwani reports the U.S. military has been showing reporters its Gaza Pier project.
This particular pier is currently in place.
That's Colonel Samuel Miller, the commander of the Joint Task Force in the U.S. Army's 7th Transportation Brigade. The military toured international journalists around the pier on Tuesday. It was the first time foreign media was able to witness its operations. Reporters saw U.S. vessels ferrying trucks full of aid from large cargo ships stationed out at sea to the pier. The trucks then drove the aid to the beach. Though aid is making it that far, it still faces distribution difficulties. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.